Karen Hurley is here today from Local Family Events. Morning.
Good morning, Roger.
How are you? All right?
I'm very well. Are you feeling very, very festive? I like your Christmas outfit.
Yeah, thank you very much. So we have plenty of ideas coming up for you, and they're going to come quick to you. So what I would suggest to you do is get yourself a pen and paper quickly. Go on, run off. And also listen to the podcast afterwards.
Great idea.
And check out your website, which is?
localfamily.events.
There you are, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start off with a couple of things which are very close to us here.
Yeah, so this weekend on the 11th is the Ravenscote Fireworks. They're run by the junior school, so you can pop down there. They do sell tickets in advance. I know they've got burgers and stuff going on there. Then get your tickets for the Jingle Jog. It's happening early December, and I do know that they sell out quite quickly. This is amazing. Down at Frimley by the Green, and imagine Santa hats on your wrists or your ankles. I think they had like 400 Santas last year. It was amazing.
It's a great picture, isn't it?
It's lovely. All my kids, my 9-year-old did it in like 36 minutes.
Fab.
Put me to shame.
Mm.
But you know, it's a really lovely family event. You can go down there. They have like mulled drinks and stuff afterwards, and it's not too far from the local facilities, which is quite handy down in Frimley Lodge. Mm-hmm. There's also a Santa fun run happening in Farnborough. Chessington are opening their Winter's Tale, so they've got loads of festive stuff going on in there, and they've got sleepovers and visit Santas, Asda's Legoland, and Warwick Castle. I've just been looking at it up there. That looks amazing. You can go and stay in their festive places outside by the castle.
I bet they festive up pretty well.
They do, and all the like outdoor roller skate and ice skating and stuff. It looks beautiful.
Mm.
So that's up that way. There is a Build a Festive Mini Village Workshop running in Ash and Co. Little Christmasy lights that you can put up, and it looks really pretty. It's a nice thing to do as a family. And all the National Trust places are open. They're all doing festive trails. So I know that there's the Nutcracker Christmas Trail at the Vine. I know that Dapdune Wharf do stuff. So go and have a look at your local National Trust place. You will find something amazing. West Greenhouse, they do open for National Trust people, or you can go separately. I think you have to pay the car park if you go separately. But they've got their Christmas lights. We looked at these last year. It takes about an hour and a half. Beautiful, beautiful setting. And then they've got like all their drinks and hot chocolates and waffles and things that you can go and buy as you look around there. They're also doing wreath building and dress the house. So think making your mantelpiece displays.
Oh,
and
lovely.
Table displays and all that lovely things.
Mm-hmm.
Wildmoor Heath, the rangers there are doing a Christmas tree sale. I think that's on the 2nd, where you turn up there. They're clearing all the pine out of the woodland, and you can go and pick one up for your Christmas tree. And there's a Christmas extravaganza going on at Farnham Museum from the 2nd of December. And then Butzer's Farm, I just got off the phone call with them. They are running this beautiful quest, Winter's Quest. So I think it's about an hour and a half of you walking around and doing loads of different oldie worldie activities, making corn dollies and all of those kind of things to help the Deer Queen, I believe, and the Holly King to bring back the festive spirit. And they've also got their storytelling and stuff. It's beautiful down there. So do go and have a look at that.
Something different than that
one. It's lovely down there. Yes.
Mm. Right then. Oh, yes, it is. It's panto time.
Beautifully. Beautifully led on. So West Greenhouse, they've got a pantomime. It's Alice's Adventures with the Dormouse. And this is quite a posh one. It's out there. I think it's like in their outdoor heated pavilion. So it's very pretty. And that's on the 20th to the 23rd of December. Aladdin is at Aldershot Prince's Hall from the 8th to the 31st. They normally have a send session as well, so have a look at the list for that. Beauty and the Beast by Pumpkin Panto. These guys are running them in Alton and also in Borden, so go and have a look at that. It's Cinderella at Cambly Theatre. Dick Whittington has been run by the Royal British Legion down in Farnham. And then Crowthorne Cats. They've actually pretty much sold out of their tickets. So if you want to go and have a look, you might have to go on a waiting list, because I know that they've already sold out, which is one of the reasons I'm coming here with your panto before they all sold out. And then should we move on?
I'm going to mention one other panto. Starburst production of Dick Whittington at the Harlington from the 9th to the 29th of December.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. Yeah, moving on to Zoom holiday camps.
Yep, so I found a new one called Jam Coding. So this is down run in Camberley at Heather Ridge. So these guys, they do either Scratch or Junior Scratch. They do like Minecraft education. They mix it up with some off-screen and stop animation and stuff. And that's from, I think it's from age 5 plus to about 11-ish. So they look great camps. Boogie Pumps have got their street dance and what have you camps in Farnham and also in Camberley. Demerit Dance are doing a workshop, and this is normally a half-day workshop, and this is in Farnham Mortings. They are doing Christmas parties with Playball. Camberley, Sandhurst and Lightwater, these are a couple of hours. Great for drop-off if you want to do a bit of Christmas shopping in Camberley. because you can pop on down to like Camberley Leisure Centre, drop off your kids, go do some Christmas shopping, pick them up and go home. It's a winner. Outdoors Project, this is my six-year-old's current favourite holiday camp. They do Minecraft, Nerf gunning. They do outdoor bushcraft where you make scones and s'mores and all sorts. They are doing bird feeders and embroidery. It's all outdoors. It's all forest school and they love it. I'd say from ages 5+, very outdoorsy, down at Crowthorne at the Owlsmoor Primary School down there. Yem are doing a number of different Christmas activities. They're doing one on the 18th. At Alton, and then they're also doing one at Fleet, and then they're doing a panto in a day workshop in Fleet. One of my children did their panto in a day workshop once. It was like Lion King or something. It was so much fun, and you get to watch the performance at the end. Ski and snowboard camps are going on still at Alpine Sports in Aldershot. Explore Adventure are running their holiday camps. These are all off the water because it's winter, so it will be bushcraft, orienteering, high ropes, low ropes, that kind of thing. And I haven't heard back from Young Engineers. They will be running something. I just haven't got the dates. So this is the Lego building holiday camps.
Fab.
So half term they did Star Wars Lego. So my six-year-old went down and they like literally built all of the Star Wars models. But they have a different theme each time. So keep an eye on the list and I will update you when I know more.
What I love about Christmas is all the events going on to get you in the mood for Christmas.
It reminds you of childhood, doesn't it, secretly?
Let's start with some Christmas lights then, ladies and gentlemen.
There are loads of Christmas lights. All the towns are running them. Apart from Guildford, they're not doing Christmas lights this year, which is quite sad.
Ooh.
So there's Christmas illuminations at Hartley Whitney West Greenhouse, and they're running all through the season. Aldershot are doing their Christmas cracker on the 18th of November. That's their Christmas light switch on. I know they have loads of markets and festivals and all sorts going on there. A very similar one in Farnborough as well. There's the Camberley Christmas light switch on the 18th as well. There's the Heatherside having their little Christmas lights light up, which looks quite fun. There is late night shopping, lights and carols in Crowthorne. Farnham have got their massive Christmas light switch on the 18th. The 18th does seem to be a popular day for the Christmas light switch on. Frensham have got a Christmas festival and tree competition. And they've also got the Royal British Legion down in Frensham doing a Christmas fair. Goldraming Christmas lights on the 25th. There is an extravaganza in Odeum. This looks like a massive festival that's run on the 26th of November. Hartney Whitney Christmas Markets, we always love this one. It's on a Thursday on the 7th of December this year. And High Street looks beautiful. It's all twinkly. They have a fun fair on the field and Santa comes to visit. There is a carol concert down in Northtown when they have their Christmas lights on the 13th of December. St Barnabas Christmas tree lights are on the 24th. I know all the local schools and stuff get together and they have a little thing going on down there. Windlesham is on the 9th. Yateley Christmas lights, they are running from the 25th of November all the way through until the 2nd of January. These are raising money for local good causes. And then they also have the Christmas markets running in Yateley on the 18th. I think that's all the Christmas lights. We move on to the markets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I mentioned, we've got Yateley Christmas markets on the 18th. The Frimley have got them on the 2nd of December. Hartley Whitney Christmas Markets on the 7th of December, Farnham on the 10th, Fleet have got their massive Christmas festival. Do you go to this, Roger? It's huge, isn't it? I don't recommend going by car. It's just absolutely rammed.
It gets rammed.
It does get rammed. That is on Wednesday, the November the 22nd. It is good, though. Do head on down there. 25th of November is the Farnborough Frost Fair, and then the Aldershot Christmas Cracker is on the 18th. There's the Elvetham Heath Markets on the 9th of December, and North Camp on the 11th of November. Row Hill have got a Christmas fair, so that's the nature reserve, kind of nestled between Aldershot and Farnborough. That's on the 18th. There is a toy and comic Christmas fair on the 24th of November. Winchester Christmas markets. These are amazing. I think if you don't have to pay to go in, you know, but you get to have a lovely walk
that's
around.
That's a bargain in itself, isn't it?
It really is. And I mean, it's a beautiful place just to go down and have a nice bit of mulled wine and enjoy the atmosphere. Ash Parish is on the 25th, and then there's a winter carnival in Wokingham on the 26th.
Let's look at some carols, starting with the Chapel Choir of the Royal Hospital Chelsea and then Hartley Whitney.
Yeah, this is down at the West Greenhouse. They've got a couple of things. They've got this beautiful choir. Again, it'll probably be out in the outdoor pavilion. It's all heated and nice on the 15th of December. And then on the 17th of December, they've got a Bing and Swing Christmas. So I think this is like a swing band that basically comes in. It looks all jazzy. And there's Carols on the Green in Frimley on the 9th of December. Heart Voices concert in Fleet. This will be on the 2nd of December. There's a concert with the orchestra concert in Fleet on the 13th of December. the Civic Christmas Carol Service in Frensham on the 6th of December. There is a fundraiser concert on the 16th of November in Alton, and they've also got one on the 25th of November in Alton as well. Then we'll head down to the Merry Little Christmas Park Opera. Sounds quite nice. This is a free event, I believe, and it's in Bracknell. Cranley have got their community choir on the 7th of December. There is a candlelit carols concert in Guildford on the 10th, and then another Christmas concert on the 17th of December. And then in Northtown, there's a free carol concert on the 13th of December.
There you are, ladies and gentlemen. 20 opportunities to sing your favourite carol song.
There are so many that I would have been here all day ringing them off, so we might come back and go over some of the other ones.
Okie dokie. Let's see a look at some other events before you disappear today. What will we start with?
So Popello are doing their pottery painting, so you can either pop in. They've got a couple of places in Farnham that they're visiting over the next few weeks, or you can go down. They do, like, I know, paw prints with your dogs or baby footprints, or you could just go and do a bit of pottery painting. They also do kits that deliver to your door, so if you want to, you can get a box. All your kids can do your decorations. You send it off and get it glazed, which sounds quite fun. There is the Sundown Sessions Go Ape, so they've got some over the festive period. You can go down there at night and do the Go Ape. We did this over half term again. Great
fun.
A bit
dark, surely?
It is dark, but it's less scary when it's dark because you can't see the floor.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
In my opinion. There's obviously Places Leisure in Camberley. They've got loads of stuff going on. They've got their Clip and Climb and Soft Play. I know they've got some roller discos over festive time as well, which will have a Christmassy theme. As do Surrey Skaters. They've also got their sessions in Farnham, Boredom, Frimley and Farnborough. And again, these will be festive-y theme. The Brick People pop-up shop in Camberley. So these guys are only open for a few more months because it's just a pop-up thing, but they'll be open over the festive period. The Ozone Ice Skating Rink, they've got their open sessions. And again, this will have a Christmassy theme for the music sessions. Puzzlelogical Escape Rooms, VR games and more over the Christmas period. So you can pop down there with the kids if you need a rainy day activity. The Login Lounge will have loads of festive ideas. They've got their jazz clubs and comedy clubs, etc. Have a family session down at the Aldershot Ski Slope. They've got their donutting. We did this over half term. Yeah. Always graceful. Pirates Landing are open for their Camberley and Wokingham soft plays if you want something to do with the little ones. And then don't forget, your local scout group are probably going to be running some kind of fundraiser over Christmas. I know that my local scout group, they kind of go around Frogmore areas. They go to choose a different area each day and they collect all the pennies that you might have lurking in your house for their topping up their subs. And then Ash & Co are running a number of different Christmas workshops. I've already mentioned their festive village, but they're also doing their scrappy races again. So this is build a car, you can go as a family, build a car each out of wood. They've got a racetrack, you can race them down the racetrack, which is great fun.
That sounds fab.
It's a really fun activity. You know, it's just nice finding things you can do with your family. So yes, there's loads of ideas. As I said, I had to stop at some point, so I've stopped there. But we will come back and we'll update you with all the other little bits and pieces that are going on.
Right, well, we'll see you in a couple of weeks then.
Fabulous.
All right. Thanks
for joining
us. Cheers.